That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I do, but I don't take it for granted.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I made a bargain with it, you know, a long time ago, and I'm holding up my end.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
and then in a world we can't see.
It's not clear to me that I think there will exist a general purpose device that does everything you want, because I don't think the whole world's going to be able to afford five devices per person in the bubble of Paranea.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Oh. Don't step on the one. You got to start on the two. Find the two, you understand?
I told you I never did any of these dances before.
Now it's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, music starts.
Welcome.
Don't dance till the two. Got it?
Nice.
Breathe. Frank? Nope.
Wilson!
Wilson!
Wilson! Wilson! What makes it might not pick up on.
Wilson, where are you?
Ball goes in the hoop a lot.
Wilson!
Swimming.
Have fun while doing it.
Here comes the music right now.
Wilson!
Three, two, and one. Go!
Wilson, where are you?
Upon the moment long ago.
It's a feeling, a heartbeat.
One breath away, and there you will be. So young and carefree. Again, you will see that place in time. So go still away into that way back when you thought that all would last forever, but like the weather. Nothing can ever and be in time. Stay gold. But can it be when we can see so vividly a memory? And yes, you say.
Man, so, I have to take Skype off my phone.
What's the deal with peanuts? What's up?
Call me on Skype. Goes to my phone. God, kill that. Kill that now. Kill it. Kill it.
You know, the Sunday paper's the worst. The weekend, you want to relax. Oh, by the way, here's 1,000 pages of information you had no idea about. I can't do Seinfeld.
What's the deal with the Sunday paper?
How can they tell you everything they know every single day of the week and then have this much left over on Sunday?
Why do we need the comics in color?
When nothing's going on.
So funny. So true.
You have nothing going on, so that's when you need to read the most stuff. That's how it works.
I will never understand why they cook on TV. I can't smell it, can't eat it, can't taste it. The end of the show, they hold it up to the camera. Well, here it is. You can't have any. Thanks for watching. I really wish I could do Seinfeld. I just have no clue how to do it.
You just gotta, you have to kind of build your phrasing as it goes. Like, you have to kind of escalate as you're talking.
That's pretty good. That was pretty good.
And then you kind of cut off mid-sentence as well.
I did?
No, but like when Jerry does it. What's the deal with cars?
This is a book I found in my basement from a long, long time ago. I can't remember who gave this to me. It says here, frankly, I don't believe people think of their office as a workplace anyway. I think they think of it as a stationery store with a Danish. You want to get your pastry, your envelopes, your supplies, your toilet paper, 6 cups of coffee, and you go home.
There it is. There it is. Comedy.
This book, let's see when this was published here. Bantam Books goes all the way back. This is a publication date, January. Oh, wait, no, 93. What year did the show come out? 89?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So it has, it's got a lot of his monologues, but more written out.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you die, they bury you in your suit. All the other men stand around. Boy, it's a shame he died. It's a beautiful suit.
Waste of a suit. That's what I always say.
I have been enjoying Curb.
Yes.
I realize I can't watch it on Sunday night. There's something about Sunday night. I just can't. I don't know why. I can't do Curb or Succession Sunday night. I'm never in the right place because of work, maybe. I think Monday morning's the best for me. Chilling.
The decompression of Monday morning.
I like Sunday night, Sunday working, but something about it. And these Succession episodes are just throwing me off. Every week they're throwing me off.
I watch everything Sunday night, but I definitely, with Succession, I go back and watch it again, but Curb, I should probably start doing like a Curb refresh, like Thursday or something. Cause I feel like it just kind of slips through the cracks with everything else.
Yeah. What was this episode about? Oh, the Hulu. That was funny. That was pretty funny. It's very clever. By the way, did you catch an episode 2 with the Netflix guy? And they kept showing Larry on the couch, and there was the picture of the guy killing the elephant or something like that.
Oh, I didn't see that he was a big game hunter. I didn't see that part. That's funny. I liked how they went to Hulu and it was the exact same panel. That's what kind of cracked me up about that. You know, they just have the very diverse panel, but it's always a white man at the head.
Yep.
And then Hulu. they kick it to the couch. And everybody just, they have no opinions. They just all say the same shit every time.
Julu. He's like, that's again, he's the recycle master.
He recycled Seinfeld into this. He recycled previous Curb into this Curb.
But very reminiscent of Whatley, who is the dentist in Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when he's converting to Judaism just for the jokes?
Hey, Tim. George, you know Tim Whatley.
Yeah, dentist of the stars.
What's up?
I'll tell you what's up. I'm a Jew.
Excuse me?
I'm a Jew. I finished converting 2 days ago.
Oh, well. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. So I'll see you tomorrow?
Yeah, I have a cavity lower left.
Hey, were you just at the health club?
Oh, yeah.
No, we must have just missed you.
Oh, well, I didn't do much. I just sat in the sauna. You know, it was more like a Jewish workout. I'll see you.
Oh, my God. And then there's another aspect to it. I forget what it was, but it's always just like one thing after another. I can always cite something in the past.
Yeah, and the whole mini bar thing was weird. Like, him wanting, like, I get him wanting to set up his own, but then the way they kind of resolve that or just had, like he just walked really out of the meeting and then Vince Vaughn's like, let's go with the other guy.
I mean, yeah, I think they kind of shoehorned that maybe, but that reminded me of George big time, right?
Right.
Basically, it's the same thing as the pitch when they're writing a script, you know? He's just, it's so eccentric, this opinion that he has. And he won't have it any other way. I think it was shoehorned, though, a little bit. It wasn't too funny, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, I think they ad-libbed it. And Vaughn, like, the thing was, there was, in that final scene, he comes into it and they're already discouraged. Like, they're already annoyed. There's no turn from, you know what I mean? It should maybe started with some excitement and then something happened to make it turn. But it kind of just starts where they're eye rolling, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, his choices were horrible. They were so bad.
Well, it was wasabi peas and what was the other one? Because they weren't all terrible, but.
But yeah, I don't know. There was something back in the Seinfeld where you
could
understand
it. The whole mini
bar is
a rip, anyways, though. Like,
oh,
mini
I
bars
totally
usually suck.
I thought that I always loved the mini bars because I have to travel a lot for work and it was always at the expense of the company so you could really indulge.
Okay. Well, yeah. I guess if you're not paying for it, that makes sense.
I don't think it was supposed to be, but you could always, like, it was hard to detect, you know? So, I mean, I would always partake and like that variety of stuff is a thing. Larry's always smart about, like, everything he kind of captures, especially lately. I thought for a brief time it was some hokey stuff he was dealing with. But lately he's been on point. I can relate. And the thing I truly love about Curb, I don't know, my dad hates it, unfortunately, but you don't see many shows that have older people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Still a show. And Seinfeld always had that aspect to it, too.
Well, it's funny that they bring out Vince Vaughn and he's kind of like the young guy, you know?
Yeah.
And Vince Vaughn's like getting up there.
There's no old person, though. There's no.
Well, it used to be Larry's dad, but I think that guy passed away. I mean, you know, Larry's pretty old, man. Like, he's in his 70s. Like, that's.
The
middling part, I think, was my favorite part because that is 100% true. And I love just the horrible conversation that they were having in the middle at first. and how it just dragged everyone down.
So I'm in a bookstore the other day, okay? And I'm looking for a book about Eleanor Roosevelt, okay? And I'm looking and I'm looking and there are nothing. I go to the E's, a book on Eleanor Roosevelt. It was crazy. It was nuts. Can you imagine?
You know what could have happened? I'm not saying it's definite, but maybe somebody new was working, maybe somebody younger, and they just didn't know.
You know, that's true. I saw people there, some in their 20s, 30s too, couple. Okay, maybe it's forgivable.
The important thing is you found it.
I did.
And now you're reading it, and that's great.
They don't know the Dewey Decimal System anymore.
It was nice to see Susie and Larry be allied on something.
Yeah, actually not hate each other for once. Yeah, that's good.
George and Jerry always had this relationship that I loved in Seinfeld where they understood each other at the end, you know? Mm-hmm. Jerry Drew was the only one who truly understood George, you know?
Can we change the subject, please?
Why, what's wrong with the subject? This is a bad subject?
No, fine. If you want to keep talking about it, we'll talk about it.
It's not that I want to keep talking about it. I just think that the subject should resolve itself based on its own momentum.
Well, I didn't think that it had any momentum.
How am I going to do this? I'm engaged to this woman? She doesn't even like me. Change the subject. Toilets were the subject. We don't even share the same interests.
I want your honest opinion about something.
Have I ever been less than forthright?
No, you haven't. Well, maybe you have. What do I know?
Yeah, I probably have. Yeah, of course I have. What am I talking about?
Okay. Tell me what you think about this idea. Extend the doors on the toilet stalls at Yankee Stadium all the way to the floor.
Extend the doors on the toilet stalls at Yankee Stadium to the floor. Door comes down. Hide your feet. Yes. I like it. I like it a lot.
It's good, right?
I think it's fantastic. I think it's a fantastic idea.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Well, I told it to Susan before, and she didn't like it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Not only that, this is what she said to me. Can we change the subject?
See, now that I don't care for.
Right.
I don't know. This is probably something that was evidently obvious forever, but Kramer is Leon now. Leon's Kramer at this point, right?
Yeah. If he had made it a crazy entrance, that would have really put it over the top. But he's
doing the
he
crazy.
Never, his only plot line this season is looking for Mary Ferguson. That's it. Like,
right.
And he found two already. But yeah, he pops in whenever it's convenient for him to just like banter. But he's never factored into any main plots anymore at all,
which is unfortunate, but still, I thought
there's so much going on. Like, that's the thing that's really wild, I think, about this 11th season is that it's not even just one plot point per episode. Like, there were some episodes in the past, you know, where like there'd be maybe a B story or a C story, but now it's like there's five in every episode. There's so much going on. Like, there's Cheryl trying to teach the terrible actress how to be better, and then she gets into the physical altercation and Ted Danson gets decked.
She's
and then they're playing the tape and it looks like a porno.
That's wild. Seinfeld was always like that. I mean, that was one of the great things about Seinfeld is like you'll remember certain sketches, but you won't be able to identify the episode. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So Jade, I got a question for you here, which is
what up?
If you had an unlimited budget, like you're at the mini bar, for example, how much would you pay for the Wilson volleyball from Castaway?
The one?
Wilson!
The one. With the blood
the hand
face
print?
Paint.
What would I pay at the mini bar?
No. Like if you had unlimited funds, you were in like an auction scenario, how high would you go for the Wilson volleyball, the original?
Zero.
I love that. I would pay.
I didn't ask you, Zach.
I don't get the memorabilia thing. I got to be honest.
Like an NFT, but in real life, bro.
I'd pay some money for that.
Like if someone wanted me to have it, I'd be psyched about it. The idea of paying for it?
I mean, I'll take a fake. I don't need the real. What's the big deal? I don't need the real one.
You guys are really ruining this segment.
For you.
Just throw out. Give me a number, Jade.
I'd pay
$10,000.
$6 billion.
It was auctioned off for a whopping $308,000.
Whoa, my God. $308,000. Wow.
Too much.
Well, I learned from this episode of Succession that there are some super wealthy people now. And I'm not one of them.
Would you rather pay $300,000 for the Wilson volleyball or $1 million for a photo of a tattoo man?
Let me start.
A tattoo man?
How's $1 million?
I'm just going to throw out a number here. $1 million.
Do you pay that out of pocket? Is that his money?
That's a great question.
I don't know. It's probably company money, honestly. A little bribery.
At some point. He's going to drop it.
Bribery.
It's definitely going to be dropped.
Tattoo Brothers.
There's no reason to go through that without it being dropped, right?
It's another bullet in the gun, Jade. It's another bullet in the gun.
Bullet in the old gun machine.
What was the foot thing, man? I couldn't... just the boundary.
Keep
thing,
your fucking socks on, people.
What's happening? Is this about Succession. Bo Dekiel taking a picture of his dog and then his nasty foot is in the corner of the picture?
Oh, wow. Oh,
God.
Oh, jeez, no. Man.
It's gross.
Guys, you got to learn to crop, okay?
Well, there's some people call them pups, you know? So there is symmetry.
Dogs are barking?
My pups.
I think all NBA media should probably keep their feet off the internet.
Yeah, this is a sore subject for us.
I didn't know Mo had a dog.
He just adopted. He was fostering, and then he adopted.
He fostered a dog. It, and then he fell in love, committed, popped the question.
Classic. Long term.
So I take the subway down to Coney Island to go on the Cyclone. Here I am. I'm sitting on the D train for an hour and 15 minutes so I can go on a scary ride. How dumb is that? You know that first sharp drop of the Cyclone?
What's the deal?
I fell asleep.
With roller coasters?
It was the least exciting part of my day. I'm so bad at it. I'm so bad at Jerry Seinfeld. Terrible. Got a book here. Seinfeld book. Where's Edon?
Edon is going to join us whenever she's done with that interview.
Interview?
Is it interview?
Oh, I like that. Oh, what do we got for questions?
Questions. Did we do... We did kill somebody in order to bring somebody back to life last week, right?
What?
Killed no?
some? I don't remember that.
Okay,
oh,
so...
we didn't do that.
If you have to kill someone in order to bring someone else back to life...
Yeah.
So toughy.
Who are you killing? Who are you bringing back to life?
Who wrote this?
I saw it somewhere and I just wrote it down. I don't remember where I saw it right now.
I see what's happening, Jade. I see what's happening. Now we're getting into
sneaking
the
in his own questions.
Well, yeah, we're getting into the fetish of one Anthony Mays.
Yes. Killing people and bringing people back
but
to life.
To bring some,
my,
but in,
my guilty to bring pleasure.
Back. Yes.
Anybody?
Anyone I'm bringing, that's alive or dead?
I'm bringing back Prince. I can tell you that.
Choice.
Just don't know who I'm killing.
Amin?
Oh, God. Yeah.
I think that's it. Amin.
Yeah. I mean, of course. Like, anyone who works with him is going to. He's sending you feet pics?
I don't have anyone to kill. Like, who do I want to kill?
Hey, Maze.
Yo.
You like betting on sports?
I love to bet on sports. I'm addicted to it.
How'd you get into that?
Well, I have all this information in my brain, and I just feel like I need to use it.
Let me tell you something, man. I don't have information in my brain when it comes to sports betting, but I do now, ever since I started listening to BetQL Daily.
I mean, same note too, bro. That's where I get all my information from.
No way, bro. Oh my God, it's so fun listening to Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth serve up wagertainment. You like that? I just made it up myself. The sports talk you love with betting insights you need each weekday.
I mean, did you phobe or file Joe Giglio?
Oh, strong files. Files all around. Sweep it, Maze. Give them all greens for the two Joes and Aaron.
Sweep it.
Find out where the market is moving across all of the week's biggest sporting events. And if you miss out on the earlier games, guess what? BetQL Daily has you covered there too, with recaps from some of the biggest moments in recent sports.
If you're not sure where to start with sports betting, start with BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel. Listen weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Odyssey, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Oh.
What about this? What if it was just kill? What if it's a box situation, right? That movie, The Box. You're pushing the button, but instead of getting, what is it, in that movie, you get $1 million if you push the button and someone random in the world dies, you don't know who.
This,
you push the button, someone dies, but then you get to bring back someone of your choice. Maybe that's the scenario.
You just want a random person to die.
Right, but that can end up being someone you know.
Okay,
right?
Thanos.
It can be, Thanos. But that's one. Thanos didn't fucking invent that. The box did. Cameron Diaz and Frank Langella invented that. Okay. Two, it's not my story. I'm just saying, instead of like, I'd like to kill this person, that's a fucking weird question. But a more interesting one is the other scenario. It's not bringing balance to the universe, as whatever the fucking nerd logic was with Thanos. It's just, hey, you get to bring someone back, but someone random's going to die. Are you okay with that? There. Fixed it for you, Maze.
There you go. Solved it. Solved that one.
Who are you going to kill, Maze?
Easy ones. Putin. Donald Trump.
Putin.
X911, this has been redacted due to sensitive material and threat to officials of the New World Order.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut. With a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
Homeland Security code 411. X911, this has been redacted due to sensitive material and threat to officials of the New World Order.
I'd maybe not put the president on a recorded thing. I'd maybe bleep that one.
He's not president. I'd bleep that anymore. One. Does it still count?
Still think it counts. Still think it's, yeah. Let's maybe not have that.
I'd be worried about Putin, be honest.
Sure. Bleep them both out for all I care. I'm just saying, let's be smart about this.
What? Be smart about this.
Yeah.
Putin.
And I'm saying, instead of putting it on a fucking thing we disperse to the internet, let's maybe just bleep those names. So you've still said them, but let's bleep those names.
Don't be rude. Yeah, we don't want Homeland Security on our ass.
Right.
Homie Spumoni's really made Zach soft.
No, it's just I'm not a fucking idiot. How is that not? How is that something that needs to be explained?
Spumoni.
This is a highly theoretical situation. Oh, you just said you push a box and kill a random, push a button in a box and kill a random person.
Yes, it's not crazy days. Recorded Maze. Act of terrorism Maze against the elected days. Officials.
You are fake news.
You don't even
this
know.
This is a
man.
Recorded act of terrorism.
Next week, Maze is going to be
Maze.
Gone, missing.
Maze, I know you're not an idiot, so why are you being one here? How is this something I need to explain?
He's in a plane over the Pacific. He's being dropped off of it right now.
What is happening right now?
Speaking of Roman, get Roman, people. When the moment for intimacy arrives, you need to be ready. Roman ready. Whether you've been in a relationship for years or just getting started, having that confidence that comes from preparation means you're free to enjoy the moment. When the moment comes, That's the name of the song I play for Eden's love songs. Even though you are far from ordinary, the truth is that ED is really common. In fact, 52% of guys aged 40 to 70 experience some form of erectile dysfunction. When the moment comes, go to GetRoman.com/ding now to speak to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about erectile dysfunction and get $15 off your first month of treatment. Benefits of ED treatment can help you reconnect with your partner and rediscover the joy of sex. Roman's system is completely confidential and totally discreet. No big logos, no labels on packages. And with Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Call to action. Go to GetRoman.com/ding today. And if you're prescribed, get $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this fall. When the moment comes, as my friends say it will,
I will try my best to fill that long lost thrill. But I'd be amazed if my broken heart will quickly mend. And all
I don't know. I don't know who I can't get myself to the thought of killing someone.
It's a tough one.
Get there. It's weird.
All right. Well, that was a flop of a question. Great job, Maze.
I mean, did it. Threaten the president.
X911, this has been redacted due to sensitive material and threat to officials of the New World Order. Homeland Security Code 411. X911, this has been redacted due to sensitive material and threat to officials of the New World Order.
Why do you guys keep saying he's the president? He's not the president anymore.
You're still president. Maze, you cannot be this dumb.
You are fake news.
Don't worry, Maze, I'll cut it.
Don't be rude.
I mean, I'm just...
Got it.
Floored.
I got
that
it.
Needs to be explained.
I'd bring back JFK. That's who I'd bring back. I just can't think of what. Who I killed.
Back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Écoute les orgues, elle joue pour toi. Il est terrible, cette terre-là. J'espère que tu aimes, c'est assez beau, non? C'est le requiem pour un con. Ouais, je l'ai composé spécialement pour toi, à ta mémoire de scélérat. C'est un joli thème, tu ne trouves pas, non? Semblable à toi-même. Voici les orgues qui remettent ça. Faut que t'apprennes par cœur cette terre-là. Que tu n'aies pas même une hésitation sur le requiem pour un con. Quoi, tu me regardes, tu n'apprécies pas. Mais qu'est-ce qu'il y a là-dedans? Moi c'est idem, que ça te plaise ou non, je te le rejoue quand même, pauvre con. Écoute les orgues, elles jouent pour toi, il est terrible. J'espère que tu aimes, c'est assez beau, non? C'est le requiem pour un con. Ouais, je l'ai composé spécialement pour toi, à ta mémoire de scélérat. Sur ta figure blême, au mur des prisons, j'inscrirai moi-même pour con.
So, above average hash at hash HK.
What about Abe?
Does they need suggestions for future road trips?
He's already been killed.
Favorite theme park or favorite roller coaster? Favorite national park or favorite trail? Favorite sights to see on the road?
You want to know my favorite trail?
I'm still pretty short on the national
parks.
If you have one.
I've
never done the North U.S. I've never gone to like
Yellowstone,
South Dakota.
Yellowstone was dope. Definitely could have spent multiple days there.
South Dakota?
It's right on the Wyoming-Montana border. It's right by Jackson Hole, Grand Tetons. Dope little area. That, like, the hot springs and the colors there, it feels like a different planet.
It's crazy. It's really crazy,
The Utah parks are really good too, and you can kind of do all three of those.
Mm-hmm. What's that one?
In a little circuit,
Zion National Park,
Zion, Bryce Canyon, and Arches. Arches is a little further than the other two. And I went when I was there. It was like the Jeep Jamboree. So it's like everybody who owned a Jeep was there.
Where's Devil's driving Tower? Around.
Where's that? Devil's Tower is also in Wyoming. I went there. That was cool. I mean, it's not a park. That's just like you look at the huge rock. Or if you're a psycho, you can try to climb it. There are people doing that.
It's a strange looking rock, by the way. Have we stopped to think about this rock, guys?
Yeah, they made Dwayne a whole Johnson? Movie about it, Jade.
I know. It looks.
There's a reason that Spielberg chose that.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Well, it's because what happened was there used to be a lot more land on top of it that kind of fell away, and it's just what's left. So it's not like it is traditional mountain, which is like when, you know, tectonic plates push together and it gets pushed up. It's like it got crumbling. Whittled away from what was there before.
Somehow it's so weird.
That type
of
rock. Stayed.
It looks like clay.
It's so smooth. It's impossibly smooth.
Wow. I never stopped to think about this, but this is a strange ass rock. And it's strange in the middle of like grassy fields.
Yeah. No, you can see it for miles. Wow.
I gotta go to this.
It's a dope one.
I was thinking, like, I really want to go on like a road trip with the family for like a month. Rent an RV or something.
Yeah, I
do
mean,
a little Chevy Chase action.
Are there national parks? I really liked the Blue Ridge Parkway and the Smoky Mountains in like North Carolina area, Virginia area. That was cool.
Never been there. Is Yosemite a national park or is that a state park?
It's a national park.
Yosemite's great.
Yosemite's classic, California. I mean, I'm wondering where he's starting from and how. Far he's trying to go, but like the ones that I didn't make it to Glacier.
Glaciers,
which I've heard great things. I didn't make it to like Banff. I think it's Banff is the Canadian one, which is kind of up there, and then that's up by like Seattle area. I didn't make it to Big Basin, which is in Texas, but I hit a bunch of them. Arcadia in Maine was also really cool.
Okay.
But I mean, honestly, like doing the national park circuit is pretty fun. Like they're all pretty cool.
Yeah, I gotta.
It's just a good experience. You can get like a pass that can, you know, so you don't have to pay for each one. And yeah, great hikes, great scenery. That's that's a super fun thing. I mean, favorite theme park. I'm not really a theme park roller coaster guy. I don't know about you.
I hate theme parks.
Man, I do like roller coasters. I just don't know if I have a favorite one. I just like whatever you got, whatever you got in front of me.
I can't do roller coasters, man. They give me whiplash.
There was a story a couple weeks ago about a guy who basically ate two meals a day at Magic Mountain for 7 years because he paid like $150 for unlimited visits, and that included two meals a day. So he would drive there during his lunch break, eat bullshit, and then stop there on his way home from work.
That's too much. I don't like that.
It's just to ride? Would he ride?
I mean, I'm sure he rode sometimes, but he mostly did it for the food. And he's like, yeah, and the food kind of sucked. So yeah, I got kind of fat. It's like, yeah, dude.
What a weird thing to make the news for, seriously.
But now you can buy a house, Jade. You know, California. That's what it'll do to you. Pay off student loans. Just eat Magic Mountain food every single day.
It's in America, the beautiful pass for $80.
For the parks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy, right? Like, that's a good deal.
Great deal. And
like, the, you know, obviously the booking campsites is always the toughest part because that shit is cutthroat. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, you have to book like months in advance. But I highly recommend it. I like collecting like postcards, and they have all, you know, like finding like matching memorabilia to rack up your accomplishments, your visits.
Do you love a smushed penny?
I think those have been phased out, Zach.
Yeah,
I didn't see those at the national parks, at least. Mm.
But yeah, maybe that's not a national park thing. They definitely have them in Jackson Hole. I know that.
The smushed penny, the funniest thing about the smushed penny was
isn't
that
you paid a ruse?
Like 50 cents for it.
Of course. Of course.
Isn't it a ruse?
To make your penny unusable.
For some reason, I remember seeing that it doesn't, it's just an illusion. It takes your penny and gives you a flattened one. It doesn't flatten it. Is that true or no?
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably true. That's actually, now that I think about it, that's probably true. Yes.
Yeah. As kids, we would put them on the railroad tracks. That was badass right there. That's how you do it. You go risk your life next to a railroad.
Risk your life. There you go, kids. Go risk your life.
You think the machines don't actually flatten pennies?
They're pre-flattened? For some reason.
I'm into that idea. I've never considered that.
I have that in my head. I don't know. Maybe I just made it up, but
most of them are like the tortilla machines at Chevy's. Like, you get to see how it gets flattened.
Do you? Or do they just show you a piece of copper that gets flattened?
So it's okay. What is the difference between the copper that gets flattened and a penny?
One is a penny and the other one's just a piece of copper.
You ever try paying for something with it?
Yeah. You try just, oh, here's a piece of copper. Leave a piece of copper, take a piece of copper. That's not how that works. It's leave a penny, take a penny.
That's actually exclusively how I tip, because it's worth just more copper, than a penny.
Just copper.
Flattened copper.
Pipes that you found.
Flattened copper with some doodles on it. That's how I get down. They love me at all the bars and restaurants that I go to.
Elongated coins, they're called. Or pressed pennies, squished pennies, or squash pennies.
Vance, welcome to the mailbag, Vance. Can you hear us? Vance, can you hear me? Vance.
Vance Williams?
Vance, can you hear me?
Is he recording?
Vance. Vance. I can't hear you, Vance. Can you hear me? Scintillating podcasting. Oh, well, now he's in a forest. Now he's not. Vance thought about going to a national park, and then he stopped.
Elongated coins are legal, thanks to an aspect of the law.
They're legal tender?
Which covers law-abiding citizens who just so happen to like mutilated coins.
No. You say mutilated coins?
They are mutilated. Look them up.
Well, coins mutilated for the purpose of counterfeiting are, of course, illegal. As long as a mutilated coin is not being altered with the intent to counterfeit, then all is fine. You can pay with it.
You can pay with them?
That's bananas.
Now, are they a penny or the 51 cents that it took to make this thing?
They retain all added value, yeah.
Wow.
It's like a $2 bill, you know? It's like, I guess it's worth $2, but it's also just really annoying.
Go into the bus and drop a bunch of elongated coins into the thing.
See how that works for you. Jam that machine.
Remember those? Those were always fun. I always like had fun dropping the coins into that.
Because of the noise?
You just like the noise, yeah.
Satisfying sound of payment.
Coins dropping. Vance.
Vance is just here, but I don't know if he can hear us or talk.
Advance to the mic, Vance.
All right.
Where's Eden?
Still probably exactly where she was before.
Yeah, same answer too, bro.
Interview. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. I got them this week. I love them. I'm using them to work out. I'm using them to go on my walks. I use them when I listen to podcasts at night. They're absolutely beautiful. They sound great. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing. Trust me, I know. Comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycon starts at half the price. They're very affordable. Great gift. The new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Pure mood, balanced mode, bass mode. So you get one for podcasts with music, and then hip-hop, other kind of like deep bass stuff. So it covers the whole full gamut. Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime with a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls in your earbuds at the press of a button. So this holiday season, get them something you can use for calls, music, work, or play at home and on the go. Or pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you're going to use them every day. Call to action. Go to buyraycon.com/ding today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/ding to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/ding. Excellent Christmas present, people. Yep, what's that?
Hefty at B Shefty or BS Hefty 9922. If you could only have one topping on a burger for the rest of your life, what would it be? Condiments count as a topping.
Cheese.
It's got to be cheese.
Yeah.
So let's take it a step further. Cheese and something else. Honestly, like, and I mean, this is probably cheating, but like, an In-N-Out spread, like Thousand Island.
That's cheating. That's cheating. No, you can't. Your one topping can't be animal style. That's not. No, that's cheating. That's 100% cheating.
I agree with cheese.
Yes.
What? I had to blow my nose.
I like this. Just like a solid 30
Jade
45
on a, yeah,
seconds
on a
later.
Delay. Yeah.
Yeah, cheese.
Blow
is
my
good.
Nose.
Vance.
Cheese.
Vance, can you hear us?
Vance, just do sign language. If you
he's
saying he would put fingertips. He would put fingertips on burgers.
I don't know. Like the second thing, that's a good question. Like, I don't know if ketchup might have to go. I mean, might have to be the thing.
I love
burgers that you can eat without ketchup. That's the thing.
Yeah, sure. If you could only have one topping on a burger for the rest of your life, what would it be? Condiments count as a topping. And we've already decided that cheese is unanimously number one.
Who eats just a hamburger?
I haven't had a plain hamburger in
my son.
Years.
Even then, I think they're getting the cheese. They're just dealing with the bubble guts.
Dealing with the consequences. Yeah.
Grayson doesn't like cheeseburgers for some reason.
He will.
So does he just have a plain burger with ketchup?
Yeah, I didn't like sushi, or I thought pickles? I didn't like sushi for a long time, and now it's all I eat.
I like pickles sometimes. I don't like it all the time.
No, I hate pickles. You can have them.
I think next thing has to be a condiment, and I think if I had to only choose one, it would probably be mayonnaise.
Wow. Hold on. Question.
Wow.
Is there any salt already in, like, mixed in with the meat? Because I can't have a burger that doesn't have salt on it.
No, I don't know that I've had a burger that doesn't have salt in it.
Salt. Yeah.
There's got to be some sort of seasoning in the burger.
Seasoning in the burger. Okay, because I've had some pretty bland burgers that I'm like, there's no salt or seasoning in this at all.
Is salt a condiment?
That's kind of what the question I'm raising is.
Yeah.
I feel like it is. It definitely is on fries.
What's the difference between condiments and seasoning?
Seasoning, that's a great question.
And spices.
You know what? I'm on it.
Isn't it just in the order that it goes?
It's both a seasoning and condiment.
If you're seasoning it, that's in the pre-cooking process. If it's a condiment, it's in the post-cooking process.
Oh, really?
It's not a spice.
But that's not always the case because people will salt shit or they'll pepper shit, right? And that's what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah. So you're saying if it's after...
If you salt it after, it's a condiment.
I had a friend who did that. That's all he put.
You could mix ketchup in with your burger patty. You could mix peanut butter in with your burger patty. I've had that before.
That's gross. Don't do that.
When I cook steak,
I'll salt it after.
Good God, the caps on me.
I put the salt on after with steak.
That's an interesting move. I mean, I do all my salting before.
I do that too, but I add it.
You need more. Burned off.
Not ketchup, though? Really? Mayo? Mayo over ketchup?
Well, in an ideal world, I'm doing both. And that's why I cheated and said,
what about an aioli?
Thousand Island.
What about an aioli?
That's the thing with the burger. The mayo, ketchup, sometimes mustard, too.
I mean... You need a condiment of some kind. Like a dry burger is kind of disappointing.
But if it's really good, all you need is cheese and salt.
I mean, another good option is grilled onions.
Yeah.
That's a good option. Here's the thing is I think for this question, we have to assume that this burger could be from anywhere at any time, right? So it's not like, well, on a good burger, like it could be a bad burger. It could be a good burger. It could be anything, right?
Right.
So you don't get to control the quality of the burger.
Your order?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like if I was to categorize my history of burgers in my life, cheese and ketchup are the things that are probably most prevalent. I do like me some lettuce, though.
Don't need lettuce on a burger.
Crispy, fresh lettuce. Mm.
I'm going tomato over lettuce.
Oh, I like that tomato too.
Yeah, I like
a raw onion.
I don't need a raw onion on my burger. I'm out on that.
I don't need that.
I like a red onion, not a lot, two single slices. Like, yeah. Like, you know how they come in rings kind of? I just need like two.
Those are onion rings. I don't want like.
Places always cut them way too thick. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I just want thin, tiny layer.
I'm gambling from here on out, okay? I'm gambling on just the quality of the burger. I'm saying, give me my cheese, obviously. And then I want crispy bacon. That's what I'm putting as a topping.
Because bacon kind of can compensate for.
Yes. It can compensate for a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'm not getting condiments, but I'm just going to hope that all that works together and it's going to be good no matter what.
I do like bacon, but it takes over the flavor so much with burgers.
Sometimes. Yeah.
I love bacon on a burger, but my biggest issue with that is I feel like people don't place it correctly. Because
it should be on top of the bun.
You get the long bacon strip
that's people like try to do an X.
like 10% of your burger and like grouping off both sides.
No, you gotta crack it up and you gotta like kind of spread it evenly over the patty for sure. Yeah. Or like I said, put it on top of the bun.
And on bottom. Bacon buns. That's where it's
at. Knew it, KFC.
Like a lattice. A lattice of bacon.
It's pronounced lettuce.
Pronounced pergola. Pergola.
A lot of pergola talk on this week's All Fantasy.
Trying to lose weight over here, Christ's sake.
Crying out loud.
Sorry for talking about burgers, Jade. My bad.
Vous avez lu l'histoire de Jesse James? Comment il vécu? Comment il est mort? Ça vous a plu, hein? Vous en demandez encore? Eh bien, écoutez l'histoire. Son prénom c'est
Bonnie.
À eux deux, ils forment le gang Barrow. Leur nom
Bonnie Parker
et Clyde Barrow.
Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Moi, lorsque j'ai connu.